Risk assessment as a process quality assurance tool. Abstract environmental contamination control is a critical component of sterile pharmaceutical manufacturing, and risk management is necessary to ensure that the correct control practices are in place. The risk management process is a series of steps, including risk assessment, that allows for a deeper understanding of the manufacturing environment. Removing, reducing, or monitoring activities associated with a product or process to mitigate risk may be the result of such an assessment. This qualitative risk assessment can be transformed into a quantitative evaluation using modern risk analysis tools and procedures. These tools deliver the fully documented rationale behind the path chosen. Keywords: risk management, risk assessment, FMEA, qualitative descriptors, risk priority number, process quality. The concept of risk in pharmaceutical production. In the released draft of EU GMP Annex 1, Revision 12, the importance of risk management is highlighted as an appropriate tool for ensuring the quality of a process. The draft is explicit about the necessity of risk management for sterile drug manufacturers, and it also widely recommends risk management for other product types, especially where control of microbial, particle, and pyrogen contamination is required, example certain liquids, creams, ointments, and low bacterial intermediates. 1. The production and use of a drug, medicine, and its components necessarily involves a certain degree of risk. It is important to understand that product quality must be maintained throughout the product life cycle. This ensures that the important attributes to the quality of the drug, critical quality attributes, remain consistent throughout the development and production phases of the drug. According to ICHQ 6A, drug quality refers to the suitability of a drug substance or drug product for its intended use. 5. In general, a risk management procedure focuses on analyzing each process in a product life cycle with the intent to perform an assessment, mitigation, and review of the associated risks over time. As defined in ICHQ 9, risk assessment is a systematic process of organizing information to support risk decisions that are made as part of a risk management process. 2. When talking about pharmaceutical quality, the term process can take on different meanings. It can refer to any of the stages of development, production, testing, inspection, distribution, up to and including drug delivery. Additionally, it can include the design, qualification, and validation of equipment, instruments, and facilities. Thus, a process is any activity that may directly or indirectly affect the quality of the final product. It is immediately apparent that the scope of pharmaceutical quality risk management is very broad. Before delving into risk management procedures, it is good to reflect on some key distinctions, starting with the difference between hazards and problems. Problems are related to the perception or implementation of a process, for, whereas a hazard is understood as an intrinsic property or quality that has the potential to cause damage to the process and, thus, to the end customer. Therefore, risk is a probabilistic concept. It is the combination of the probability of a certain event occurring and the ability of this event to cause damage. This is further complicated by the inability to detect this risk at the time of occurrence. From a technical point of view, risk is the product of probability and severity, too, where detectability, if introduced, should consider the risk that the detection system will fail. The notion of risk thus implies the existence of a source of danger and the possibility of it turning into harm. 3. It is from this moment in the analysis of risk management that the risk is effectively actualized and translated into something scientific and documented. From this point forward, the tests and evaluations of the risk assessment must be transformed into something visual and quantitative so that both the capacity to manage the risk and the source of the risk can be understood externally. The final risk assessment tool is the identification of hazards and the scientific analysis and evaluation of the risks associated with exposure to them. This includes severity of damage or harm to health, including logistical damage that may result from loss of product quality or availability. It is essential to have both a robust quality management system and good manufacturing practices in place to reduce the risks to product quality, patient safety, and company reputation to an acceptable level. There are two primary principles of quality risk management. Risk assessments should be based on scientific knowledge and driven by patient protection. And the level of commitment, formality, and documentation of the quality risk management process should be commensurate with the level of risk. Risk assessment. The risk assessment process consists of different steps ranging from the identification of hazards to the analysis and evaluation of the risks associated with exposure to these hazards. Figure 1 shows the steps developed during the analysis. The risk identification step is composed of the systematic use of information to identify potential sources of harm, aka hazards, and possible consequences, aka impact/effect. The identification of these harms and consequences is based on historical data, theoretical analysis, informed opinions, stakeholder concerns, brainstorming sessions, etc. This information is necessary to deepen the knowledge of processes. These three basic questions are often useful as an aid to clearly defining risk. What could go differently than expected? What is the probability/likelihood of it going differently from the expectation? What are the consequences, aka severity? Risk analysis is the estimation of the risk associated with identified hazards. It is a qualitative or quantitative process of linking the probability and severity of harm, severity being a measure of the possible consequences of a hazard, by evaluating the design/measures that have control over their occurrence and detection. 2. Analyzing the degree of risk leads to defining the appropriate tools or actions for its management over time. With some risk management tools, the ability to detect damage, detectability, may also be considered as a factor influencing the overall risk estimate. Risk assessment then leads to the comparison of the estimated risk with certain risk criteria. This is done through a quantitative or qualitative scale that determines its significance and, subsequently, defines a threshold of acceptability. When risk is expressed quantitatively, a numerical probability is used. Alternatively, risk can be expressed using qualitative descriptors such as high, medium, or low, which should be defined in as much detail as possible. The purpose of risk control is to reduce the risk to an acceptable, defined level. Therefore, the assessment should lead to either an acceptance of the risk itself, risk control, if the level is acceptable, or to a reduction of the risk, if it is not an acceptable level. The risk control process might include actions to decrease the probability of occurrence of the identified hazards and risks, decrease the severity of the identified hazards and risks, increase the detectability of the identified hazards and risks. It must always be kept in mind that the implementation of risk reduction measures may introduce new risks into the system, induced risk, or increase the significance of other already existing risks, correlated risk. Therefore, it may be appropriate to review the assessment after the implementation of a risk reduction process to identify and evaluate any possible changes. The frequency of any review should be based on the level of risk. The risk review may include reconsideration of risk acceptance decisions. 2.4. Acceptance is only possible when it is scientifically proven that the final quality of the process is not critically impacted by the identified or residual risk. For some types of damage, even the best quality risk management practices may not eliminate all of the risk. In these circumstances, the application of an appropriate risk management strategy reduces the risk to quality to a specified, acceptable level. This acceptable level will depend on many parameters and should be decided on a case-by-case basis. Various processes, including a cost-benefit analysis, can be used to understand the optimal level of risk control, while always in compliance with regulatory and normative requirements, too. Risk management and possible approaches. Several scientific methods are currently available for use in risk analysis. These can be used independently or in conjunction with each other to achieve the most constructive outcomes. For example, using a combination of the HACCP method with FMEA could lead to the production of more comprehensive documents than either would on its own. We cover three of these below. HACCP. The HACCP approach is a systematic, proactive, and preventive tool for ensuring product quality, reliability, and safety. 7. Based on the development of a decision tree, the HACCP approach facilitates the identification of critical and non-critical areas of the process under analysis. FMEA. The FMEA approach is a systematic analysis of potential failure modes aimed at preventing failures. It is a process of preventive action implemented before introducing new products, modifications, or processes. Ideally, FMEA analyses are conducted in the process/product design or development phases, however, it can also be very useful when applied to existing products and processes. This approach is applicable in a variety of areas, including the pharmaceutical manufacturing and assembly. It consists of several steps that include reviewing the process, identifying potential error modes, listing the potential effects of each error mode, assigning severity/occurrence and detection to each effect, and calculating risk priority number, RPN, to prioritize mitigating actions that eliminate or reduce the risk. Risk priority number, RPN. The calculation of the risk priority number represents the result obtained from the evaluation of three parameters: severity, the severity of the risk, detection, the ability to be able to detect the risk, and occurrence, the probability that risk may occur and recur within the process under analysis. For each of these parameters, variables are evaluated and then multiplied to obtain the final evaluation. RPN equals severity x detection x occurrence 6. Once the variables for each individual parameter have been established, the maximum and minimum scores can be calculated to define the ranges. A risk value of low would be assigned if the score value falls within the lowest range, medium if the score value falls within the intermediate range, and high if the RPN value falls within the highest range. The division into different risk ranges is necessary for the completion of the next risk control step. Assigning a risk value to one range rather than another contributes to the decision-making process of risk reduction or acceptance. If the total risk identified is medium or high, then corrective or preventive risk control actions must be applied to the process to lower its value, i.e., risk of impact on quality. Additionally, where possible, the risk value should be reduced to an acceptable threshold value. Being in the low range determines the acceptance of the risk as being below an established acceptable threshold and not requiring corrective or preventive action because it is already under control. If we take the fill and finishing of a product as an example, a good strategy for preventing environmental contamination of the sterile production process becomes essential in ensuring the quality of the finished product. The risk assessment is therefore a necessary and fundamental tool for pharmaceutical companies to utilize to strengthen the quality assurance process, combined with the instrumentation used to practically perform what is theoretically assessed. Good data historicization and adequate data representation can be parameters to be considered to facilitate the risk control and review process. The appropriate use of quality risk management can facilitate, but does not obviate, the industry's obligation to comply with regulatory requirements, too. Conclusions. An effective approach to risk management can further ensure delivery of a high-quality drug or medicine to the patient by providing a proactive means to identify and control potential quality issues during drug development and manufacturing. The main goal of any risk management should be the protection of the end user of the product, and product quality is the definitive measure of the success of a quality risk strategy that identifies and maintains the safety of the end customer. A fully documented risk assessment enables pharmaceutical companies to obtain high-quality products and comply with regulatory guidelines and requirements. Ongoing product quality management is ensured through microbiological and particle control of air and surfaces according to a defined monitoring plan. It is also important to keep in mind the interdependence of the risk management and risk assessment approaches. It can be useful to utilize external organizations for guidance. These experts can help the company define and manage their risks by sharing information gathered in clear and systematic ways. The communication can take place at any point in the process, and the information shared could concern the existence, nature, form, likelihood, severity, acceptability, control, treatment, detectability, or other aspects of the quality risks as required. Let particle measuring systems industry experts support your risk analysis and assessment needs. Learn more at pmeasuring.com/consultancy and training services. References. 1. Udrilex, Volume 4, Good Manufacturing Practice, GMP, Guidelines, Annex 1. 2. ICHQ 9 Quality Risk Management. 3. Art. 2. Lettera S. DLGS 81/08. 4. ISO/IEC Guide 51:1999 Safety Aspects Guideline for their inclusion in standards. 5. ICHQ 6A. 6. The Basics of FMEA, Robin McDermott, Raymond J. Mikulak, Michael R. Beauregard 1996, ISBN 0527763209. 7. WHO Technical Report Series Number 908, 2003 Annex 7. Author. Marco Castaldo, the head of advisory team at Particle Measuring Systems. Marco has a diverse background in the pharmaceutical field, including expertise in the areas of sterility assurance, quality assurance, and compliance. He gained extensive experience in large, multinational companies before becoming a consultant and a project manager. Marco helps pharmaceutical companies with projects including validation of new technologies, reduction of microbiological contamination, and internal audits for aseptic behaviors. As head of the advisory team for particle measuring systems, he is focused on supporting pharmaceutical companies worldwide to improve their sterility assurance approach and strategy.
Copyright 2022 Particle Measuring Systems. All rights reserved. Reproduction or translation of any part of this work without the permission of the copyright owner is unlawful. Requests for permission or further information should be addressed to Particle Measuring Systems Inc. at +1-303-443-7100. App Note 317.